Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Pray that you had a great Thanksgiving time if you were here in the U.S. or somewhere else that happened to celebrate that. If not, and you're wondering what happened last week, couple things. Took some rest time with family over the Thanksgiving holiday, but Wednesday afternoon, my computer took a power surge and died, and so I spent the weekend getting it back going so that I could do today's broadcast. And so a couple reasons why we missed the end of last week, but we're here this week and talking about faithfulness. And throughout the week, we'll talk and pray about the faithfulness God wants us to have. The goal in life, at least in my life, and I pray that it's in yours as well, is that we would reach the end of this life, whether it's through death or through the return of Jesus, and hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And in order to do that, there's a degree of faithfulness that we ought to live with. And today we're going to be talking and praying about being faithful in prayer. That's kind of where faithfulness begins, because we can't do it on our own. We need help. And specifically, we need God's help. And so being faithful in our conversation with Him, in our communication, is a starting point. Romans 12:11 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." I think those are very tightly connected. We can be joyful in hope, knowing that something's coming, living with a confidence that this life is not all there is, that there's eternity with God. We can be patient in affliction because of the same reason, knowing the joys that we experience are temporary, but they will be exceeded by joys unimaginable. And the affliction that we experience is also temporary and will be exceeded by a peace that is also unimaginable. And so, in order to keep those in focus, I believe we're given this instruction to be faithful in prayer. Prayer realigns our thoughts, it realigns our mind, it realigns our spirit with God. And it helps us to look at things from a perspective that's, well, it's not our own, it's God's perspective. And as we learn to be faithful in prayer in all things, we learn to listen and we learn to pursue God's design, God's direction, God's will. And when we look at what that means, often tell people when we read God's word and He tells us to pray without ceasing, in other words, to always be prayerful, we kind of have to redefine how I learned to pray. When I was taught to pray, and it was generally, bow your head, close your eyes, and fold your hands. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. In fact, there's a lot of advantages to praying in that manner. It shows reverence. It helps us to avoid distractions. It keeps us from, noticing the things that are around us so that we can notice God. But the difficulty is that's not very practical to do 24/7. It's not even very practical to do the whatever waking hours that we have in a day. If I'm driving down the road with my head bowed, eyes closed, and hands folded, I kind of become a danger to myself and to anyone around me. But I ought to be praying. And this faithfulness in prayer says that I'm going to live in communication with God. I'm going to live whether I'm speaking to him audibly, whether I'm speaking to him silently within my mind, whether I'm simply listening. And I think one of the difficulties that many people have when they encounter God's instruction to pray without ceasing is, what will I say? And rarely do we stop and consider, how will I listen? We get the idea that prayer somehow is all about us talking and God listening, and when to be effective, it ought to include both us talking and listening and God talking and listening. And at least in my life, I found it's most effective when He does more of the talking and I do more of the listening. And how do we do that? How do we listen to God? I don't hear a voice that is identifiable as that's God. But I hear His Spirit. I hear His Spirit as I read His Word, as I study Scripture, as I meditate, think upon that Scripture. As I contemplate what it's calling me to do, what it's calling me to think, how it's calling me to act. And those times of thought, those times of being in God's Word, helps me to listen. And as a matter of fact, it's a huge part of listening. Because I'm opening myself up. Sometimes we get caught up within the Christian circles about this whole idea of meditation because, a lot of the Eastern religions tend to use it as an emptying of yourself. In a sense, that's partially true. But with Scripture meditation, it's a matter of emptying of ourselves so that we can be filled with God's Word. And so we take captive every thought. We remove those things from our mind that is displeasing to God. We sweep out our life of all that is sinful and fill it with that which is godly. And being faithful in prayer says that I'm going to consider how I can listen more intently. I'm going to consider how I can communicate with God more directly. Not that there's an indirect way. We communicate directly with God through Jesus Christ, our mediator. But not beating around the bush. I partially because of growing up with this fear of people, my tendency was always to beat around the bush when I needed something because I was afraid to just come out and say it. And stories are told when I would, at least one time, when I would go to my grandparents' house from school, and I don't remember if it was during school hours and I was sick or whether I went there after school for some reason. They lived in town close to the school, and I lived out in the country. But when my mom came to pick me up, my grandma would tell her that I was just sitting there on the stairs. And she could know sense and realize that I needed something. But she could never get it out of me. She said she could sense and realize that because, I was like my dad. And she had raised him. And that fear of asking, that fear of speaking, made me hesitant to be specific and direct about what I actually needed. And being faithful in prayer says that we overcome that hesitation and we go to God. The Bible says we can go to God with confidence. We can go to His throne with boldness Not because we're so good, but because of Jesus. And we can be faithful in prayer, crying out to God day and night. Not only for the things that we need in life, but as importantly, or perhaps even more importantly, for the things that others need. For the salvation of the lost. For the restoration of the broken. For the healing of the hurting. And being faithful in prayer says that we come to God and we recognize that He alone has what we need. And so we spend those times addressing Him as the author of all good things. And we spend those times listening as His Spirit speaks through His Word and gives us the answers that we need. Not always the answers we want. Not always the answers when we want. But the answers we need when we need them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has not only called us to Yourself, but it has given us this privilege of communication with You. And so God, today, help us be faithful in prayer. Faithful in prayer in such a way that we are joyful with hope. That the hope that we have in this confident assurance of the return of Jesus and the salvation that we have through Him would help us to live with a greater joy. A joy that is noticeable by the people around us. May this faithfulness in prayer also help us to be patient during times of affliction. When things aren't going our way, when things seem to be opposed against us. May we be patient knowing that You have not forsaken us, You have not forgotten us, we are not abandoned children. But in the right time, You will restore all things to Yourself. So God, may our faithfulness in prayer help us each day. May we recognize that this is not a faithfulness in talking 24/7. But it's a faithfulness of living in communication where we listen to what You have to say. We spend time in Your Word. We spend time silently allowing Your Spirit to calm our spirit, to instruct us, to correct us, to convict us as necessary. Father, may the actions that we take today, may the things that we end up doing be things that we accomplish and things that we set out on because we're following You, because we're praying, because we're being honest about what's going on in our life and how we feel and what we think we need. And we're being honest about listening to what You say we need. So God, today, as we spend time in this faithful prayer, may it be a part of our life, each moment that we live. And may our faithfulness in prayer not only be a benefit to us, but may it overflow from our life into those that we are praying for. May we be an encouragement and a help to others. Through the physical means that we're able to accomplish and You're able to accomplish through us, but also through the spiritual means of our faithfulness in prayer on their behalf. So God, today, help us to always pray and never give up. And as we do so, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.